Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming football. The Cowboys in the midst of fall camp, just kind of finishing up the second week. Defensive coordinator Steve Stannard joining us here on the program. And Coach Stannard, you know, finishing up a practice today, a scrimmage tomorrow. How have these 2 weeks gone for the Cowboy defense in your mind?
You know, we've been real encouraged. The guys really worked hard. Haven't had a lot of down days. You know, sometimes you get grinding and sometimes, you know, you have an off day. I think the guys done a really good job staying focused and rebounding, you know, when things start to go into a little bit of a lull. And really anxious tomorrow to see these guys scrimmage, especially some of these younger players.
When you say get into a lull, is that common from your time as a coach during this time of year when you can find that lull, so to speak? It seemed like maybe Wednesday when Coach Bull wasn't having, I was listening to some of the comments he had from his post-practice interview. It seemed like there was a lack of attention to detail, something like that. Is that something that is common, and how easy is it to refocus these guys?
You know, that's everywhere I've coached. You know, you're going to have those days. And when you find out what kind of team and what kind of maturity you're developing within your team, the whole day isn't like that. You have, you know, a period here, a period there. And I think, you know, we probably have only had one day where I would say that we had to really grind it to get them out of that lull. But they've done a nice job of coming out, you know, and staying focused. But you start to get tired, it gets hot, you know, you start to get sore, and that's when your focus and energy level can dip, and that's just part of football and fall camp.
I don't think you'll have to worry about getting hot tomorrow for the first scrimmage. It's what, you guys have got a frost advisory over there in Laramie in the middle of August, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, hot's always a relative term, you know. Yeah, I've coached in Laramie, and I've coached in New Orleans, and I guess it's always relative, yep.
Steve Stannard joining us here in the Sports Zone, talking Cowboy football, in particular the defense. So, Coach, let's start with that defensive front, because, you know, there's a lot of to be excited about, but there's also some question marks because you just don't know getting into a game situation what guys are going to be like. What have you liked about your defensive front and their abilities so far in this first 2 weeks of fall camp?
First thing is I really want to, you know, compliment them on how hard they've worked in the offseason to get themselves bigger and stronger along with the strength staff. And so we're going to have guys that look more like defensive linemen. You know, last year we had a bunch of young kids, redshirt freshmen trying to, you know, play D-line at undersized. Now we're at the weight where you want to be, you know, 285 to 300 pounds. And so that's the first thing, you know, Carl Granderson's 240, and he was, I think, 195, 200 pounds last year. So it was a big difference. But, you know, I think those guys, you know, are improving and learning every day. And D-line is something that doesn't happen overnight. It's a grinded-out position, and those guys are doing a good job of grinding it out right now.
When you see a physical change like the one Carl made and some of the other players along the defense, and again, you get to see these guys more often than not. I mean, from a fan's perspective, let's say they saw the last game they saw was the last game against UNLV last year, and now they're coming back for Northern Illinois. Is it going to be a while? How noticeable of a change is this for some of the guys on the defense?
It just depends on, you know, where your eyes are as a fan, because sometimes people don't look at those guys, you know, in the defensive line. But from our standpoint, you know, you see guys like Johan and Connor Kane and, you know, Chase Appleby and Sid and even, you know, Kevin Prosser's 215 pounds where he's 195 last year, you know, and Carl. So, I mean, you'll see a strength difference, you know, and that's the thing. You'll see guys able to hold the point better. You know, a big difference trying to take on a double team at 265 versus 295 like Johanna and Connor Kane are now.
Where are some of your big position battles right now? What I guess, starting positions are up for grabs, or is it mainly trying to build depth right now? What are you looking at there?
Well, that's the thing. You know, last year, you know, we were looking at a lot of true freshmen that were going to have to be potentially starters, you know, like Andrew Wingard. You know, the whole back end was a freshman, a redshirt freshman. Now we're looking at guys that are sophomores, and now we're looking at freshmen to be backups, but to be special team players. And that's a big difference when you're looking at a minimal role for a true freshman versus a major role. You know, but some of the positions right now, I think we got great competition at corner. We got great competition at the will linebacker spot. I see a lot of positive depth getting developed, you know, in our defensive line.
I mean, it seems like you're pretty set with Lucas and Logan there at two of the linebacker spots. You mentioned the Will spot. Who's kind of battling it out there, Steve?
Well, you know, both Lucas and Eric Nzotch are doing a really good job at Mike linebacker right now. And Lucas could go play Will. You know, so right now it's about developing Logan Wilson and, you know, Adam Pillipel as Will linebackers and even a young player but in Cash. Sam linebacker spot. You have DJ there, and then, you know, DJ plays nickel, and Jalen Ortiz is now a nickel. Well, last year we really didn't have a solid backup nickel. Now we feel like we have two solid nickels.
We talked, you mentioned having to play so many freshmen last year. How much of a jump have you seen from those freshmen to now year two in the system? Is it like night and day with these guys? Have you seen that significant jump in their knowledge of what you guys want to do?
I've definitely seen a marked improvement, no doubt about it. And, you know, whether or not it's night and day, we'll see when the lights go on here against Northern Illinois, you know, on ESPN. But, you know, now we're playing with guys who are going into their second and third year, you know, and that's a part of building a program and developing players to the point where now you get to the point where you're playing with fourth and fifth year guys. But right now, you know, the majority of our defense are in their second or third year, and they got a lot bigger and a lot smarter, a lot more experience, so anxious to see how they go out and perform against Northern Illinois.
I mean, you want to see these guys go out and perform, but as you've seen through the first 2 weeks, as far as confidence in a two-deep and in bringing guys off the bench to spell some other players, how confident are you with what you've got two-deep right now? Is there still a little ways to go to build some of that depth?
Oh, we're much further along right now than we were a year ago with that depth development. And so, you know, we're starting to get more and more guys in our meeting rooms, you know, and quality players that bring quality depth. And now it's just a matter of, you know, continuing to develop those guys and bringing them along. And like you said, we still have two solid weeks of practice before that first game, and we're going to utilize every one of them.
You know, go back to some of your first years as a coach and fast forward now to this year and the way that practices have changed, physicality and things like that. How much different is it for you guys as a coach to try and adapt to some of the new rule changes, when you can practice, how long, the physicality of it, and so forth with the way things are going right now with trying to watch concussions and injuries and such?
Well, certainly the landscape's changed, you know, and hopefully we're getting smarter as far as how we practice, you know, and how we prepare these guys. You know, and it's the sheer numbers. You know, when I played, we had 285 guys on the team. Remember some guys that were 16th string. And so, you know, now, you know, you certainly don't have that luxury. You got 105 guys in fall camp and some more come in when school starts. But, yeah, you have to practice smart. And, you know, it's more of a special forces than it is an infantry. You know, and it's a whole different mindset. And I think the other thing, too, is, you know, as tackling has changed, you know, hopefully from a defensive perspective, you know, we start to minimize some of those concussion issues. But it's a physical sport. It's a violent sport. But certainly we can continue to improve on how we prepare and practice.
I mean, you do have to work on tackling in practice, but with taking out some of that physical nature maybe in practice, is that worrisome as a coach in terms of how that translates onto the field with the way guys are tackling? And do you worry much about that? Or, I mean, can you really afford to do something like that and worry about it?
Right. You certainly can. You can't scrimmage every day. There's a certain amount of opportunities to go live. And so that's where, you know, technique, teaching and tackling is vital. You know, and it's about body position. You know, tackling is so much about body position, not so much about just hitting guys as hard as you can. And so, you know, we focus so much on, you know, leverage tackling, keeping our head to the leverage side and tackling with our shoulder and, you know, and our chest and our arms. And, you know, where it used to be, you know, hey, you ran your head across the contact or across the bow, they used to say, and, you know, we don't teach those things anymore. So, the contact is, you know, primarily occurring, you know, in the shoulders and the chest and the arms. And I think we've really, in the last 5 years, have really changed and reevaluated how we teach tackling.
Steve, before we let you go, what are you hoping to see? What do you want to gain out of tomorrow's first scrimmage of fall camp?
Well, you always want to get through healthy, but you also want to get an opportunity to go live and see who can make plays in space, you know, and who can get people down, you know, and who can handle, you know, the responsibilities of performing consistently. And then also seeing what young players can potentially help us this year, whether from a scrimmage or a special team standpoint.
Awesome stuff. Great to talk to you, Coach Stannard. We'll see you down the line. And, September 3rd is just right around the corner against Northern Illinois. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Keith.